Listener Production. Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Another WA home builder has gone into liquidation. Regulators say 24 houses have been left unfinished by Startright Homes. Impacted homeowners are advised to contact QBE to discuss their insurance options. A man has been rushed to hospital following a stabbing attack in Albany. It's alleged the victim was attacked by another man on York Street just after 2 p.m. He's now in a stable condition in hospital while one man is in custody. A surge in referrals and a lengthy wait list has prompted the state government to announce a funding boost for the Child Development Service. $39 million is being set aside to recruit 100 staff, including paediatricians and psychologists. The state government continues to work with tourism operators, traditional owners and park rangers to determine a future for horizontal falls. Tourist access at the iconic site will be phased out by 2028, but Premier Roger Cook says other tourism will continue to operate.
We currently have permits for those operators to continue to undertake activities in that area, and we will continue to be informed by the views of the traditional owners on how we can respectfully enjoy that particular landscape.
The Prime Minister has rejected suggestions Japan could become a member of AUKUS, but Anthony Albanese says the country could be brought in to collaborate on projects.
We look at Pillar 2, that project-by-project approach is there. What is not proposed is to expand the membership of AUKUS.
To sport, Frio will be without Michael Frederick this weekend as he deals with a hamstring strain. It's only low-grade though, so he should be back next week, while Sam Switkowski is likely to play against Port on Saturday despite a calf injury. And West Aussie Mitch Georgiades says he plans to stay with Port Adelaide. The star forward says he has no plans to move home to Perth.
I'm really enjoying my time over here, and when you look at the team that we're putting together at the moment, it's pretty tough to go anywhere else. So, yeah, I'm really settled here in Adelaide. I find it as good as Perth, and I'm enjoying it.